Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Tezvav Amabez. We're holding on Tezvav Amabez, the second line from the top. So says the Gemara Tashma, I'll bring you a raya that Beishami was Asu Kedivrayim. Dam Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok, Tzadok was a Talmud from Beishami, and Rabbi Lazar Bar Tzadok said that Kashayisi Laiminit Taira Eitz Rabbi Yechanan Achairani, when I was learning Taira by Rabbi Yechanan Achairani, so Reisi Shayaichel Paschareva Bemelach Beshne Betsuras. I saw that he was eating during a famine year, he only had was stale bread and salt. So Basi Vaidati Les Abos, so I went and I told my father, you know, the Rosh Hashiva, he doesn't have anything to eat. So Amar Li, so he said to me, Haylich Lei Zesem, why don't you bring him some olives? So I brought him the olives. And Ra, his son in the Rosh Hashiva saw them. Rabbi Yechanan Achairani saw them. Shein Lachan, he saw that they were moist. He saw that they were wet. He was concerned, being that they were Hochshel Lekabel Tuma, so maybe an Amaretz touched it, maybe they're Tame, and he didn't want to eat it. So Amar Li, he said to me, Inani Eichel Zesem, I'm not eating the olives. Basi Vaidati, as Abai went, and I told my father the story. Amar Li, and he said to me, now Leich Ve'emer Loi, go tell him that Chavis Nukuva Haisa, he has nothing to worry about it. It's true that the olives have some moisture on them, but they were in a barrel that had holes on the bottom. And being that they had holes, so that shows that I was nili nichali, I didn't want the moisture to remain there, so it's not machshir the olives. So how did the moisture stay on if the barrel had holes? Elosh is a samua shemarim, because there were sediments that came down and they plugged up the holes. Utanan, we learned in the Mishnah that Chavis Shal Zaysin Mugugalim, if you have a barrel that's stuffed with olives and it creates moisture, so Beishamei Oimrim Ein Srich Lenakev, Beishamei says that moisture has a din of May Peiris, it's not Machshir, Lekabel Toma, and Mamela, you don't have to put holes into the barrel. Anyways, it's not Machshir, the olives. Beisilo Oimrim Srich Lenakev, Beisilo says that no one has the din of Shemen, it is Machshir, Lekabel Toma, however, you can make holes into the barrel, and then you show that you don't want it, and then you're good to go. Umaydim, and even Beisilo agrees. Even Beis Hillel, who holds that it has the din of Shemen, and that you need to have holes, Beis Hillel agrees, Shem Nikva, Usamua Shemarim, that if you made holes, and some sediments came and plugged up the holes, Shi Tahira, so then it's still not Machshir L'Kabel Tuma, it's not Hochshir L'Kabel Tuma, because you clearly show that you don't care for the moisture. So that's what Reb Tzadik said back to his son Reb Elazar to go back and report to the Rosh Yeshiva. And the Braisa comments that Vafa Pisha Talmud Shammai Haya, even though Reb Tzadik was a Talmud of Shammai, so he had no reason to put the olives into a barrel with holes. Still, kol ma'isav le'asam. And look at Divrei Beis Hillel. He was mak, but to do everything like Beis Hillel. So now, Iyam Reb Shlomo Asu, if you say that in general, Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivreiim, Haynu Rebusei. Now we understand the Braisa's Chiddush about Reb Tzadok, and even though he was a Talmud of Shammai, he did everything like Beis Hillel. El Iyam Reloi Asu Mai Rebusei. But if nobody in Beis Shammai ever did Kedivreiim, they always did like Beis Hillel, so what's the Chiddush the Braisa is saying about Reb Tzadok? Elamai, you have a raya from here, that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivreiim. And says the Gemara, another raya, Tashema, Sholus, Rabbi Yeshua, Tzaras Abbas, Mahu, they asked him, what's the din of a Tzaras Erva, of a Tzaras Abbas? So Amar Lehem, Machlaikas, Beshami, Beisilot, Machlaikas, Valacha, Gedivremi. So they asked him, who is the Alacha like? So Amar Lehem, Neata, Machnisan, Raishi, Beshne, Harim, Gedoilin, Beshne, Machlaikas, Gedoilis, Beshami, Beisilot. Why are you getting me involved in such a big Machlaikas, Beshami, Beisilot, between two big mountains? Don't put my head there. Misyari, Anishami, Arutsu, Gilgalti. I'm scared if I tell you that the Lacha is like Beisilot, and basically I'm saying that the children from these Tzaras Erva that did Yibam, Lefi Beis Shammai, so I'm telling you that those children are all Mamzerim, they're going to come and they're going to kill me. Avlani Meir Lechem, but I will tell you like this, I'll be Meir to you, Ashtei Mishpachas Gedolish, Ayyub Yerushalayim, two families in Yerushalayim, Mishpachas Beis Savaya mi ben Achmai, and Mishpachas Beis Kifai mi ben Mekoshesh, Shehem Bnei Tzaras, they are the offspring of Tzaras, we'll see soon what that means. Umehem Kehanim Gedolim, and from their family, there's Kehanim Gedolim, and that's Vishim Shu'al Gabi Mizbeach, and they served on the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash. So now, Iyam Reb Shlomo Asu, going back to the Reisha of the Breisa, he said, I'm scared from the Bnei Tzareis of Beis Shammai. Now, Iyam Reb Shlomo Asu, so that makes sense if you say that Beis Shammai was also Kedev Reim, Hanu Tukam and Misyareni. That's why he's scared from certain people. Eli Iyam Reb Loi Asu, but the Beis Shammai was never Asu Kedev Reim, so am I Kamer Misyareni? So why is he saying that I'm scared? So Elamai, this is a raya that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim. Now ask the Gemara two questions. Question number one, V'ni Nami Dasu, even if we assume that Beis Shammai was Asu Kedivrayim, my Misyare Yani, why was Rabbi Yeshua saying that he's scared? He's not saying that the children are Mamzerim. Ha'amar Rabbi Yeshua Shita, is that Ein Mamzer El Michayv Mises Bezdin, that Mamzer is only created from Achiv Mises Bezdin, not from a Tzaras Habas, not from an Isser Yishas Ach, or that the Isser is only, that the Isser is only Kares. It's not Mises Bezdin. So anyways, he's not passing anything that there's that the child's a mamzer. So says the Gemara, that's true. Nihi nami the mamzer loyhavi, but pogum yahavi. He is coming to say that the child is considered pogum, that the child will be pasul kahuna, and that's learned down. Mikavachomer me'almana ma'almana shenisura na'i b'kol. The isra of almana is only to a kohen gadol. It's not an isra that applies to everybody. And still, the Torah says liyichal zara that bina pogum, that the child is considered pogum. She's pasul kahuna. The child is pasul kahuna. So zushi isura shavu b'kol v'chulu. So all the more so over here, right? It's Tzaras Habas that the isra shavu b'kol. All the more so that the child is going to be pasul kahuna, and that's why he was scared. And the Gemara asks another question, that kabayu minei tzaris ukapashali b'nei tzaris. They asked him about the din of tzaris, of a tzaris erva, and he starts talking about the children of the tzaris erva. What's going on? So says the Gemara, the tar to kabayu minei, they were really asking him two questions. Number one is tzaris mai, what's the halacha by tzaris? Vim tum tzalayim are tzaris ke beis hillel, and even if you're going to tell me that the halacha follows beis hillel, that a tzaris erva is usher to the avam, and mutter to marry lashuk without chalitza, the b'nei tzaris le beis hillel, the b'nei tzaris le beis hillel, meaning the tzaris erva that went ahead and married Lashuk, according to Beis Hillel, without chalitza, le Beis Shammai mahu. According to Beis Shammai, that tzara did an Isra Leisase by marrying Lashuk. She has a lav of Levam and Lashuk. So what's the status of the child born from that relationship? Now you'll ask, l'may nafkamina, why do I care what Beis Shammai would say about that child if the halacha follows Beis Hillel? I'll tell you, because l'mifshad v'lad machzer gushasa, le Beis Hillel. Because what we'll learn from there is what's the din of a child born from a relationship that has a lav. To Beis Hillel, that would be nagei to the Isra, let's say, of Machzer Gushasai. So what's the din? Mikam Rinan Kavuchaymer, do we make a Kavuchaymer or Ma'almana Lukain Gadol Shenisur Shavu Bakol Bina Pagum? If you see, even in Almana Lukain Gadol, where the Isra is not Shavu Bakol, the child is still considered Pagum. So Zushi Shur Shavu Bakol in the din Shabina Pagum, all the more so over here. When there's an Isra Laisa, say that Shavu Bakol, so we'll say that the child born from that relationship is Pagum. Aydilma Ikala Mifrach Ma'almana Shi Atzma Mischalelas. Or maybe you'll say that no, you can't learn out from Amana L'Kayin Gadol, because in Amana L'Kayin Gadol, the Torah says that the Amana also is Mischalelas, the woman. So maybe that's why the child is Pagam. But by a typical Leisase, where the woman does not become Mischalelas, so then maybe the child also does not become a Pagam, the child does not become Pasul L'Kahuna. V'amar Lehu, and to this, Rabbi Yeshua answered back to them, that Tzara is Misyariani, to tell you that the Halacha follows Beis Hillel, that I'm scared, because then I'm going to be making the children of the Tzaras Erva L'fi Beis Shammai, I'm going to be making them into Mamzer. So that I'm scared about. And with regards to the B'nai Tzarei, so I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you that there are families in Yerushalayim that they come from a Yavama who married Lashuk, a Tzaras Erva who married Lashuk without Chalitza, and their children are Kayanim Gedalim, they're serving in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore you see that even the child of a Lav, of a Leisase, is really kosher, is not considered a Pagam.